You said a line there. I think it was EVs are certainly not that environmentally friendly.
Can you explain
that to us?
Yeah, I mean, just look what's happening in California right now. We're at the first life cycle ending of those solar panels. California never had a plan to dispose of those solar panels. So now all the heavy metal, those solar panels are sitting in dumps with the potential of all the heavy metals in there leaking out into the environment. And now when you factor in the fact that EVs are such a small percentage of the global market, when we talk about the amount of earth, and we're talking about something about the size of the state of Arizona and Nevada, just here, the United States, to state our demand, the amount of earth you're going to have to rip up to get to these heavy metals. So that's, we're ripping up China. We're going to rip up the Congo, which we already are. We're going to rip up Argentina to get to the cobalt there. When we have to rip up that earth, it will make 120, 130 years of coal mining and oil drilling look like a pinprick of the amount of environmental degradation we're going to have to do to get those virtue signaling heavy metals into that EV battery.
Stephen, why aren't we having that conversation more?
I don't know. I mean, it's, well, you know, because we're such a fractured political nation. If I'm saying something, 49-50% of the people watching this think I'm nuts and think I'm pushing some sort of agenda. I'm just looking for a meeting of the minds, and I want to really promote my hybrid. It's the best of both worlds. It's a little bit of fossil fuel, which we need because demand's not going away there, and it's a little bit of electricity. It's a little bit of both, Steven, and it's a great compromise.